All right, did you get the name of the song? That might be a little tricky. Let me give you the name of the song. It's called Gotcha. Yes, the name of the song is Gotcha. Now, who remembers which TV series it comes from? I give you a clue. A police duo. One with dark hair, the other blonde hair. Yeah, there you go. Some of you remember it. Starsky and Hutch. Yes, I'm definitely going to let you hear a little bit more of that. Man, I tell you what, Tom Scott can really play. He can really play. All right. Too much of anything. Is it true? Is it true that too much of anything is bad for us? And let's, just so that we're on the same page, let's just assume that we're talking about a job that is really, really enjoyable. We like the facilities okay, or we like the facilities a lot. We really enjoy the people we work with. The type of work that we do is something that we really look forward to doing day in, day out. 4 or 5, hopefully no more than 5, maybe 6 days a week. We really enjoy it. So we're not talking about waking up each morning or each afternoon, whatever shift you work, and how it requires, you know, what impact it has on your sleeping hours. You don't wake up dreading going to work. You wake up looking forward to going to work because you enjoy what you do. And, oh, man, just to put some icing on the cake, I know this isn't the case for everyone. It's not the case for enough people. I know that. But let's just say that in addition to enjoying all of that, you're also fairly pleased, fairly satisfied with what you're paid. All right, so here we go. That's the backdrop. So with that backdrop in play, let me ask the question again. Is it true that too much of anything, including work, can be bad for us, even though we enjoy the work we do? Well, Jennifer, at the age of 35, was single, and she had no children. So she was able to pour herself into her work. She didn't have a husband that she was responsible for. She didn't have any children she was responsible for. No husband responsible for her. It was just her. So she poured herself into her work as a physical therapist who was also director of the department at a hospital. She says that she typically put in 60 to 75 hours a week. Now, when you hear that, 60 to 75 hours each week, are you initially tempted to think, wow, that's awesome. That's not bad. Because she, again, you said she didn't have a husband. You said she didn't have any children. So her work could be her life. Or would you be tempted to say, whoa, 60 to 75? 60 is bad enough. 75? Well, the way Jennifer puts it later on, she was always working. How many of you know what it is to work, let's say, 60 hours a week? How does that feel? How does that impact you? Do you find yourself basically going to bed, getting up, going to work, going to bed, getting up, going to work? And it seems like the only two things you do are go to bed and go to work. 60 hours a week. Of course, you're going to have some time that you're away from work. You're talking about only 60 hours of your waking hours. Maybe you work 7 to 7, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 4 or 5 days a week. So you actually leave the work site around 7:30, get home, going on 8 o'clock at night. 7 to 7 doesn't really sound that bad. Until you start thinking about what time you actually get home and how much time you have left to do other stuff, it almost cancels out anything else. Unless, of course, you're willing to really, really beat your body up by staying up until the wee hours of the morning or going to bed and getting up super early. She was working 60 to 75 hours a week regularly, always working. Of course, that helped her avoid the emptiness in her life. So she was getting a benefit from it, right? No husband, no children. So she could experience emptiness, no one to go home to, no one coming home to her. She was only feeding one person herself, so she may have had a fairly manageable grocery bill and all of that, right? But she saw her life as being somewhat empty without having family to go home to. So she poured herself into her work. She saw a full caseload of patients, often more than the people who worked under her supervision. She also attended meetings. She coached staff. She did quality reviews and handled payroll and doctor relations. Does it sound like she was busy? Quality reviews. I can't help but wonder how much of that work she was taking home. A full caseload of patients. And think about it now. She may have had people she was supervising, physical therapists she was supervising, who were working maybe 45 hours per week. And she said, and doing nothing but physical therapy. She said with just her caseload, working with patients, she often had more work than the people she supervised, than the physical therapists she supervised. And this went on for a while, and then came the fallout. She said her health effects were significant. Her menstrual periods disappeared. She cracked a tooth as a result of grinding her teeth. She had chronic abdominal pain and extreme fatigue. So here's part of the issue here, ladies and gentlemen. Even when we choose to work ourselves, the body still cannot take for so much. Our bodies were not designed to just work. Her menstrual period disappeared. She didn't say it became irregular. She said her menstrual periods disappeared. And at 35, you ladies know, she still should have been having her menstrual periods. At 34, she still should have been having her menstrual periods. At 30, so she doesn't say at what age her periods disappeared, but they disappeared. Chronic abdominal pain. She'd been getting help for what she says were her other issues. Excess alcohol use and overeating. So maybe the grocery bill wasn't that reasonable. She noticed she wasn't making the progress that her colleagues in those 12-step programs were. Because, of course, you know that with Alcoholics Anonymous, you have the 12-step program. Well, with Overeaters Anonymous, with 12-step programs for overeaters, they have 12-step programs. So she's in these programs, and she's noticing that she wasn't making the progress that other people in the programs were making. So she Googled workaholics, and she found Workaholics Anonymous. And she joined, and she began to change her habits. That was 5 years ago. Her work week now is calmer, is saner, and is capped at 40 hours. The rest of her life is falling into place. Now, she's in a loving relationship. She practices self-care. And I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, don't get upset. Don't get tense when you hear anyone talk about self-care. I know we can go too far, and, you know, we don't want to get down to the business of being egotistical, self-centered, things like that. But we do need to be responsible for the care of ourselves. And that's what self-care is about. So she practices self-care now. She makes time for a massage. She goes to the gym. And she's let go of the obsession to talk about work. Sounds like she's allowing herself to relax. More in just a few.